Yeah, it's gonna be a good cheer. Are you ready?
Okay. Lovely.
Here's the thing. Comes from is a Vainagorian, and it's a kapara for Nagoyim. It's for the Lashon Hara. Nagoyim are Einish and a kapara for Lashon Hara. When you speak, I mean, Lashon Hara is an Aveira, it's the Chazal Machmit, tremendously mafrig in the Chumra of Lashon Hara, but it's one of the harder Averis to understand the Koyach HaNefesh of it. You know, it's an Averis that are very physical, like Macholos Asuris, Bias Asuris, and so on, Ararius. So the Koyach HaNefesh are Taivan, and that's partial to understand. There's some things like, some moment, Gneva, Gzela, these type of things, Retzicha, Kas, Gaiva, different types of Averis are easier to categorize where the Koyach HaNefesh are. Not doing mitzvah essays, it comes from Atzlus. All of those in Yanim are easy to see that they're very specific to a type of Koyach HaNefesh. Lashon Hara is harder to see. I mean, the person can have a lot of reasons for speaking Lashon Hara. He can push it. He can speak Lashon Hara about somebody to so that he should become Cheshiva. It's a way to cope with being inferior. It's being Miskav and Koyach HaVeira. But still, somewhere along the line, the feeling is that all these inyanim are inyanim sort of in the periphery of it. You know, Lashon Hara may be used for a lot of bad things, but Lemaisa in the Reb Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha, where he speaks about Koyach HaNefesh of a person, he categorizes Lashon Hara as a whole new class of Averis. Not like Taiva, not like Kas and Gaiva, not like Atzlus, a whole new class, and try to understand a little bit what's the sheresh, what's the marker, what's the nekud of it. Rashi says in Kedoshim, Rashi says Leselach Rochel Bamecha. So Rashi says, what does it mean Leselach Rochel? The word Rochel means a peddler. So he says because the teva is to peddle Lashon Hara and to go from home to home. And like always, it's hard. The Torah describes something. The Torah doesn't pick on a peripheral thing. Like it happens to be that Lashon Hara people drive a certain type of car. So that's the. It has to be something that's describing the Etzim Metis Lashon Hara. And Rashi adds a very strange hagdara of. He gives a whole arichus of how it's like a peddler. Then Rashi says in the Targum. And in the Gemara's Lashon Hara is called a lot of times Achila, and Leisechel Kurtzin. So Rashi says, why is it called Achila? So Rashi says that there was a, it was customary that when you went to somebody's house to speak Lashon Hara, you'd eat something in the house, like a cup of coffee or something, and that was sort of a Gemar Chizuk, Shedvor Mekuyom Amidam Emes. So that's called Ochel Kurtzer, that since it's usually you speak over a cup of coffee, Lashon Hara, so Bemela, that's the Mahalach of Lashon Hara. The Rabban is very strong against Rashi over here, and he says, Eindos Elei Tam, like that, whatever. But Lemais, it is like, I mean, the Lashon Chazal is the famous Gemara in Kamtza, but Kamtza, Eilech Ochel Kurtzer Be Yehudoi. The Lashon is Achilas Kurtzer. And it needs also a hezber why achila is the lashon for lashon hara. The Rambam, when he brings hilchis, when he speaks about hilchis lashon hara, the Rambam brings it. He sets out two averis, rechilus and lashon hara. he says about Rechilos, he says, Ezer Rochel, Hatoyin Dvorim, Vaholich Mizel Azer, Vaime Kachama Ploini, Vekachama Ploini. So the Rambam says that Rechilos is a personal goal from person to person. And he says, this is what he said, this is what he said, this is what he said. And then he says, there's a worse Aver Lashon Hara where you say bad things about somebody. It's almost Ikka Chosim and Asefa. If you go to Reuven and you tell him that Shimon said the weather's cold outside, there's no Aver in it. If you tell him that Shimon says he doesn't like the color blue, there's no Aver in it. I mean, he doesn't mention, when he speaks about Lashon Hara, the Rambam mentions the Etzem, that he's, when might ignite. That's Lashon Hara, when you go and say about somebody, this person's that. Those are all in Yanim of Gnai, and that we understand Lashon Hara. Rechilos lahalach, Rechotz Chaim brings it, is when you say over divrei gnai from somebody. But the Tzad HaShav is the gnai. In the Rambam, it doesn't mention a word in the halach about the gnai. He says a person who goes from person to person and tells over what he said, what he said, what he said. So even though obviously lahalach, it's only if it's divrei gnai, but the structure of the halacha is that the etzem hoylach rochel is the aver, is the problem. So try and understand that also. In Chazal over here, there's a famous ma'isa that they bring in different nuschois, but the ma'isa, it's kimat the same sigmen, and it's say in the Gemara of Avodah and it's say in the in Medrash over here. The Gemara says, I'll take one of the Russian Gemara. Machus of Alexandria, it's Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Man boy chay, man boy chay. Alexandria was being machus, who wants life. Knufile kula almas. So everybody came flocked to him. Vazagabe. Amulei told him havlon chayim. Yes. Amulei told him miyashachav it's chayim nitzel shenchem meira. So and this mice is repeated two or three times in Chazal, different ekfanim. Then it says he said shemayoma adam. So maybe a person will say hold netzatas it shenim meira sastav mirma. Maybe if I don't speak Lashon Hara, I don't do anything else. Maybe I'll go sleep. I was yotze with not speaking Lashon Hara. So what's the hava mina that you maimed kol atoyer kula Lashon Hara and then everything else? He's telling you no. There's a second after the pasuk that you have to do asay toy. The ma'isa has in two or three places there's a common denominator. In the Gemara, it's Maisa of Alexandria. In Chazal, in the Medrash, it's Maisa Bereichel Echad, Shemechaze Bayores. The Maisa is a peddler, there was a peddler going around, and he was saying, Ma'boyechaya, and Reb Yana came along, and so on. I mean, Chazal were Medayik, if they said Reb Alexandria, so according to the Girso or the Maisa of Alexandria, so it's Oymedov Shemonrek. Maisa Bereichel, he could have said Maisa B'ish Echad. Chazal picked the Reichel for a reason. Obviously, it's Zekneger and Hoylach Rochel, but there's a Maisa Bereichel. And then it says, the way it says it in Bayos in the Medrash, Reb Yana said, Kol Yom Ha'isi Kori HaPosuk HaZev Lo'isi Yadeh Heichon HaPosuk. I never really understood how Poshuk the Pasuk is or how much it's Kipshuta, Yachabor Reichel Zev Adiyah Mishach HaFetz Chaim. In another place it says that he gave him food and so on, and his Talmidim asked him, I don't understand something. You didn't know the Pasuk? He told you Pasuk and Tehillim? So he said, yeah, but this, he explained it to me, it was Mevara to me. I like to try to be Oymer and understand what is the Inyan of the Reichel? Why is the Maisa be Reichel? What was he Megalit him? I mean, the whole Tzur of the Maisa is a strange Maisa. And what's the Havamin of Shema Elef Eskar Bishina? And then he says, no, you need to learn also besides that. Okay. The Maral says in Nisivas HaLoshen, Nisiv HaLoshen, he speaks about Loshen Hara, he speaks about this Chazal of Man Bo Yechai, and he says like this, he says certainly the Loshen is the marker of Chiyus, because it's something that's not Ruchni, not Gashmi, and that's why it's a Chaim Vomavos Gara Loshen. That's the Erech way he says it. He's not Mazbe Klar. I mean, the point that he's making over here. I mean, he has an Arichus Tvarim before and after. try to explain, Pashit, what is the Knech that he's saying? What's the Hagdor that he's giving? He's speaking about the Cheshivas, the Maral speaks about the Cheshivas of Lashon, that it's the most Chashava Tzura of the most Chashava Eva of a person. And he explains because a person consists of a Guf and a Nefesh, they are Be'etzim separate, the mind and the Guf are separate entities, and the Koyach HaDibur is the Mechaber of the two. That's why the Koyach HaDibur starts in the Tzavar, in the neck, which is a Chibur of Guf and the Seichel. It's called Ruach Memalo when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Nishmas Chaim, and so on. Meaning that a Pa'ula a person does could be done unconsciously also. To speak in the sense that a person is taking an idea which is Be'etzim abstract, when the idea is in the mind, it's sort of abstract, and a person gives it words and definition, when he verbalize it, he made it into something solid. So the Koyach HaPeh is that he's able to take things that are really up in the air, they're really gonus, they're really not shayach to this mitzvah, and he's able to verbalize. And that's the chshivas of Koyach HaDibur. That's what Adam is called. Ruch Mal, we've spoken about it quite a few times, that's the chshivas of Tzuras Adam. I'd want to add another nekud of avana in this maral. It's true that a person, you know, we're talking about the chibur of guf and nefesh and so on. There is another nekuda in this chibur of guf and nefesh, another dimension. A person's guf is a davar chomri. The klal of a davar chomri is that it has no hischatzus or life of its own. If you take a stone, and a stone's teva is to be where it is and to stay there. That's the teva of a stone. That's the mitzvahs of things that are not animate. If anything, it wears down in time. It doesn't get bigger. It falls apart. It begins to disintegrate. It only gets bigger if somebody dumps more earth on it. But the stone mitzaratzma just sits there and does nothing. A dova that's a tzemeach expands, but besides, even if it's not expanding, to remain alive, it needs an influx of new material. It needs chidush, because the teva is, everything that's living, it requires a source of energy for it to continue to function. So it needs an intake to take in material and to continue. That's the klal of anything that's a chai. So the zika for food and for air, for whatever it is, means that everything in the world is a chaser. All animals, all animate things, including plants, are chaserim. You don't feed a plant, it doesn't stay where it is, it falls apart. So a plant and everything above a plant needs a continual influx of material to keep it in its matzav of chiyus. That is the matzav of things that have some chiyus in the bria. Let's go one step further. At Tzuras Adam, Tzuras Adam needs, besides a physical influx of things, an Adam needs... Since a person has a dimension to him, his guf has a dimension that it's a kli kibul for neshama, it requires an intake of neshama as well. A person who doesn't have a person who has the same routine day in, day out, becomes dead. He becomes lethargic. A person who doesn't have any ischachus, He becomes a half a person. He becomes almost a balchai. You know, it's everything stays the way it is, and everything's the same, and nothing new happens. So the same what happens to a plant if you don't give it new food or new sunlight or new water, what happens to balchai if you don't give it its food and so on, happens to a person if an animal doesn't get to move its muscles around. It doesn't run each day. So it becomes, it misa sets in. The same thing why a person, not only does he have the physical needs, you know, also for eating and so on, and breathing, but the person needs an input of something that relates to the chelik of him that's a nefesh. And if a person doesn't have that input, so again, it's the same thing like a bal chai or of any type that there's no new input. So that means that the person's chius is conditional on a new influx of something new, of chidush, his chachos, and so on. The place in the person physically where there's an influx of chius is in the peh. Both air and food coming through the mouth, and since that's the place where the person gets his chiyus, his kan and his veshet. When you take a balchai, and a balchai is called dead when you cut its kan and veshet. It's a shachut. You can eat it even if it's jumping around. Why? Because the input pipes are the kan and the veshet, and once you cut the kan and the veshet, the animal, even though it's still quote-unquote alive, but it no longer has the ability to absorb nuchias from the world. And b'meila, that's called dead. That's called it's a shchuta. It's mutter to eat, the maker of dinner. That's why an animal that doesn't have the intake valve is a shchuta. So the makayim, the aver in the body that connects both of intake is in the mouth. The mouth can take in air, and it takes in food, and the kan and the veshet empty out into the peh. So the aver physically in a person is in a person's aver, where he takes in something new, is the peh. On a nafshistic level, a person who lives himself, a hermit, becomes more and more dead. He goes out of his mind, because he has no ischachus and ischius. And that's why when you want to tell somebody, you know, to do a chesed with an old person, you'll tell him, you know, go to his house, he can't get out, go in the house and talk with him. Talk with him a little bit, it'll make him feel good. In other words, what giving him food to his mouth, and what giving him air to his mouth does, talking, koyach ha-dibur, the metzius of dibur becomes, is where the person gets in a nuchius, because the that's the same Ava that on the physical level is the intake for nuchius, on a nafshistic level is the intake for chius on a nafshistic level. The place, the makom, the reason why when people talk, they always want to hear something new. Let's hear something new. Sitting and talking and listening for something new is the koyach of wait, wanting to have something that arouses your interest. People want to see something new, even if it's horrible. If given a choice between not seeing or anything new, or watching something horrible, or hearing something outrageous, or whatever it is, the person will opt for the second, because the etzem fact that there's an intake of chadoshes is something that makes the person alive. Bad food is much better than no food. So anything that gives them a new chiyus, even if it's news that the person doesn't want, but the fact that it's new, and it's something new to think about, and something new to talk about, and something new to be misasik with, and to fantasize about, that gives a person his chiyus. So the mtsinu lemeidim, that in the koyches ha-nefesh of a person, the koyches ha-nefesh of a person that are the makom where a person has continuous chiyus is the peh. The koyach is koyach ha-dibur, and it's the intake of new things through dibur shmiya, through peh. The lower oifen that this takes place in is hoylech rochel. Hoylech rochel means he goes from one point person to another person, and he feeds him what he said, and what he spit out he feeds to him, and what he spits out he feeds to him. So the hoylech rochel is the pu'ula of going from person to person, and spreading the news, telling him new things, what's new, what's happening, what's going on. That is Hoylech Rachel. In a sense, it's like the muscle. So on the one hand, it satisfies a person's need for nudes, but be'etzem, it's like a person eating his own arm when he's starving. So he's getting new meat at the price of the old meat. It's not new, it's just recycling the old thing. When a person takes the koyach of intake of chiddush, like what we're calling it, and the person just feeds on local gossip, like the we always mention the Gemara, shtei ruchos are in Mesapres. There were two ruchos that were sitting in Mesapra on Rosh Hashanah about how the weather is going to be for next year. So if the person, that becomes a person's chiyus, that is a tremendous pagam in Nefesh Adam. And that's what the Rambam describes. The etzem mitzius of rechilus is the carrying news from person to person. The gnai part of it is probably a tnai. In other words, it doesn't affect the other person, so big deal. So it's not a mitzvah, not an avera. But the mitzvahs, the koyach hanefesh, lashon hara, is specifically that I am out to bury the other person. It's where I want to be megane the other person. Here, the gnus of rechilus is the etzem fact that I'm recycling the dvarim chumri of the world. He said this, and you said this, and he said that, and the other one said that. That is the metzius of rechilus. That's how the Rama is magic. The reichel that went to be metakin, the one who went to be metakin, whether Alexander was the same person or not, I don't know if it's the same Chazal or not, but Chazal call him a reichel because he came along with the same guys. He said, Rabbeisai, I've got something to tell you that will really, really stun you. It says in one of the Kadmonim writes that he wanted, that the Reichel wanted to teach Reb Yanai a lesson. He has, one of the Kadmonim writes, why was Reb Yanai so nispoil? It says Reb Yanai fed him and he said, he taught me something. So he writes a whole arichos about, he was teaching him how you're supposed to spread Yiddishkeit and tell other people about it, and you're supposed to perk their interest. He speaks very as Mayach by it. But there's an akuda there where, in order for it to be rechilus, people have to be eager to hear it. It has to come, just like you don't feed a person until he's hungry. You first let him smell in the kitchen the aroma, and then when he salivates, that's when you feed it to him. You want to get, the Gemara says, Amrli Aim by that if a baby's, Shmuel, if a baby's lips are cold, first put a little milk on it and whet the appetite, and then it starts nursing. These diburim that he's saying now are diburim that are, you have to ingest them like chiyus. It's like when a person's choking on the water and he gasps for breath. It's like when a person's hungry and he has an appetite for something. This chelik of intake for a person has to come with understanding that this is the makom where a person's chiyus is coming in. So the first thing you have to do is whet the appetite. So here was a reichel, he was coming along, and he was whetting the appetite. And then he said, Miyesh HaChofetz Chaim, and it's Takeh HaChofetz Chaim because this is the makor of chiyus for a person. The makor of chiyus for a person is peh, is the koyach peh. And then he told them, it's Tzol Shon Chameirah. And so let's explain the second half. The Gemara says the Tzol Shon Chameirah, and I would think that he can go to sleep. Kamashmal, and it says that say toiv ain toiv alo toira. He was explaining the following: since the mouth is the koyach of chiyus that goes into a person, it's also the koyach where a person can become poisoned easily. If you take you put on a person's skin bacteria and bad stuff and chemicals, they'll hurt a person a little bit, but there's enough layers of skin that it protects the person. On the other hand, if you want to feed a person and you pour food on his skin, very little of it gets absorbed. If a person has an IV into a vein, so that's where you can give chias to a person, and if you put in whatever the person needs, it keeps him alive. On the other hand, if you put any poison in, the person is gone immediately, because it's the opening where chias comes in. The mela misa comes in the same opening. It says the malach hamavis is through a mouth. He pours in 3 drops. He takes out the shomer. It's the same tube that chias goes in. Misa can come in. And that's why it's a sum of the chai or sum of the mavis, because you're dealing with the opening of a person. This is where the person requires food. It's like a city that's walled in, but they need a Pesach for water and for food. So that same Pesach, they must have to take in water and food, and that's the same Pesach where you can invade it through. So most poisoning is done through the mouth, because since that's the chius, that's the eva of intake for chius, that's the eva of intake for chmatz and for misa as well. So the tipin of the malach hamavis go in through the peh, and the kerach achius. It's the same place. So when a person is a hoylech rochel, so the person is taking in into his very metzias the chelik of the person that's mishtoikik for something new, for something. You take a look at a person whose whole life was not tiring. So the only thing, so when he's in business or whatever it is, so he's excited by the new prospects of business, whatever. When he's old and he's not and doesn't have that, so he's waiting to hear news. Tell the person that you can't speak Lashon Hara, you killed him. I mean, so what's he going to do all day? But the thing that perks his interest, a new story about somebody, a new scandal, a new something, it has to be, it's not how bad the scandal is, it's how new it is. I could never imagine him do it. That's the ideal, that perks up a person. To tell him a small Lashon Hara about somebody who is big is much chesher than to say a big Lashon Hara about somebody who's anyway not considered good or chesher. So the chelik of the person, so that's what Chazal said. Chazal said, it's Litzor Lashon Chemira is a t'nai, because if a person eats poison, then this is the place where the person can poison himself, and there's no mokum for chiyus, and me'idach gisa, this is a place for chiyus to go into it. So it says that the chiyus is, and the chiyus is Torah. I want to focus on this nekuda about the chiyus of Torah. Every mitzvah, Torah is a wonderful thing and so on, but again, we're talking here in particular about the nekuda that is zeh l'umaseh. We're talking over here about the l'umaseh of the chiyus a person gets from Lashon Hara and the chiyus a person should get from Torah. There's, in the Zohar it says, and it's brought down a lot in the Sfarim, that nega and oineg are the same oisius, nega Lashon Hara and oineg being the ultimate of tov, nega being tzeras. And Tzeras and Atzeres are the same Oisius. And if the Zohar says there's no bigger Tainuk than Oineg, there's no bigger Ein Lecha Godel Mi Oineg, Ein Lecha Toiv Mi Oineg, Ein Lecha Ra Mi Nega, and Atzeres and Tzeras, one is Shabbos, one is Yom Tov, a lot of different Nekudas. But I saw in a Tzeres Sefer, he points out one very interesting Nekuda. He says in both Oineg and Oineg becoming nega depends on where the ayin is positioned, and atzeres and tzeras also depends on where the ayin is positioned. In other words, the letter that makes the difference is the ayin in both of them. If the ayin is at the beginning, it's good, atzeres and oineg. If the ayin comes at the end or later on, it's bad, and that becomes tzeras and nega. There's something there. The koyach ayin is called in the Torah, besides an eye, an ayin is an ein is means a spring, where something comes from it comes from a spring that flows from underground. The Rishon Shmuel Hirsch says that the ayin is the place that's megala de matmoinim inside. That's the lashon that he uses. It just like the ein it means something hidden bursts forth to the outside. The ayin is also like that. The kisas ein haaretz. In other words, ein haaretz is the makom where things are supposed to be mizgala, and to be mechasa ein haaretz is a klala. There's a medrash called Oisis Reb Akiva. It basically has the Ramazim and all the Oisis. It's sort of it's half Kabbalistic, half medrashic. It's a small medrash. It's a very famous Chazal called Oisis Reb Akiva. He says that Ayin is Meramis HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the Ayin of all Ayinim. He's the Oyer of all Oyer and the Ayin of all the Ayins. The koach of ayin, the etzim, is to be megala that which is under the surface. Anything that's on the surface, the etzim, koach hamishush, would be enough. Koach hamishush is the most physical contact. Ayin is there to be cheder inside something, to be megala what's hidden under something. So lemaisa, if my koyach hamishus feels around, there are no obstacles here. The koyach ha'ayin sees further, and it sees there are obstacles along the way. In other words, the koyach ha'ayin is where the person is not there yet. The ayin sees what's ahead. So I mean, the gemara in Baba Kama is done for sure. Is fila einay if a person is supposed to see what's ahead of him. The difference between a shur and an adam, you know. To see to feel what's there, every Baal Chai does. And the low worms or whatever they are, they simply feel the way around. That's the kerfer. An ayin is ki'ilu, an extension of the chush hamishus to what's ahead in the road, not what's there now. So the metzias of bringing in something chadash, kerech hamishus is never bringing something chadash because it simply examines where you are. The koyach ha'ayin is to see past where you are. The first place in the Torah, Tzadik says a lot of times that the first time a word is used in the Torah says a lot about its essential meaning. It says, Vatipakachna einei shneihem. The first place that ayin is mentioned in the Torah is with pkichas ayin. I mean, it's nechem u'leinayim before, but the first time where the ayin became a poil was of Vatipokachna Einishtem. There was a Pkichas ayin. That's where the ayin is to see beyond what's on the surface. The metzias of the koyach of ayin of a person is to see what's deeper. It's true that a person has to live with something new. It's not shayach that a person can live with what's there and what's old, because a person stultifies. The mokoim for chidush and ischachus is in Torah. In mitzvahs, there's no real mokoim v'ischachus. You can do mitzvahs with ischachus, but the ischachus doesn't come from there. Every mitzvah is done the way it should be done, period. The mokoim where you have a continual gilui of news is in Torah. The mokoim of chidush is in Torah. The replacement of Lashon Hara lies in Talmud Torah specifically because it satisfies that need of a person. A person needs something new. A person that makes a person a person. So if a person takes it shitchias, it's rechilus, and then the new is simply just rehashing the Chaimer and the Bria, what he said. For the person, is one half of the Boya Chaim. That keeps poison out of the system. And a person, the teva of a person is, a person who's an amkin hates gossip, trivial gossip. I mean, it's a world of mabekach. It's literally malageridic. It's just chewing. A person who has is looking. Everybody's looking for chiddush, But his chiddush is a new deher, a new hamaka, a new havana, a new tfisa. That's where he gets his koyach of his chachas and chiyus. So the ayin, depending on where the ayin is, that if the ayin is buried with the other oisiyus, then the pshat is your chiddush is rehashing the same thing. If the ayin is kodem, oineg and atzeres, then the pshat is the person is drawing from a makor that's above. The Zohar says, "Ayin ba'ayin yir b'shuv Hashem tzion," that our ayin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ayin will be eye to eye kaviyachol. In other words, the makom, like we said a few times, the ayin is a place where you can look into the person a little bit. So the ayin of the person looks to the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours out this gilui is where my ayin is attached to, and Lasid Lover, that's where a person's intake will be. It'll be from the Ayin V'Ayin Yiru. The chinuch in yeshivas, Na'olam Yeshivas, was very much to focus on Chiddush Torah. Especially, it was A, to focus on Torah, and second, to focus on Chiddush Torah more than a Torah, in particular in Torah. And there were different bikkuros. I mean, there were other chashuv mahalchim that felt Chiddush and Torah should come first. The other mahalchim that felt Yediyah should come first. And different mahalchim. But the Maseres that we have, by and large, is a tremendous focus on it. And there's a reason for it, because if you want to give a person a nekuda of chiyus, you can't take away a chiyus from a person. If a person eats junk food, you can train him to eat healthy food, but you can't train him not to eat food at all. There's no matzah of not eating. A person needs to eat something. You can't take away lashon hara from a person unless you give him something to think about, talk about, be involved with. There has to be something. It's the lashon hara, and is lying on a pathway that is essential to the person. It's coming there because it ki'ilu kaviyachol is fulfilling a need for a person. A person eats junk food, still needs food. I mean, he's eating it because he needs food. He's hungry, but he doesn't know what's good for him, what's not good for him. Developing a chelik in Torah that a person has a chiyus from, that a person enjoys because there's always something new for him. Like the kol esir avucha tadeh, that just like a tina kazez mimashmesh and always get something new, is essential in will the person be able to connect to it or not. You can't take away a person's chiyus and say, okay, this is good. It's almost an impossibility. If we're to find something to wean a person who gets a tam in good food, and then you tell them, listen, you enjoy this and you enjoy this, this is good for you, this is not good for you. So then at least, I know where I'm getting my chiyus from, I'm getting from something good and not from something junk. But to wean away a person from junk and not give him something good to eat, so you didn't give him anything. A mechanech once on a Purim was crying, a chash mechanech, someone dealt with a lot of people. There was a certain bachur that he was failed with in a very bad way. And he said, you know, I've learned my lesson, never take away somebody's bad without giving him good first. In other words, the person needs to live for something, of something, and the deepest need of a person is chidush, chiyus, and so on. In as much as a person develops it, and in the olam of chidush etera, in the olam of chiyus, there are different ifanim. Different things to be mechadish, different ways to be mechadish, but that is probably a place where a person has to put an inordinate amount of effort. Even if the person is not going to be, a person thinks saying chidushim or chidushim in the oifen is because he wants to be a rashi, he wants to be a rebbe, he wants to write, he wants this. So a person is not holding there. Is not going to put emphasis in it. The truth is, it's coming to satisfy specifically that chelik of Tzuras Adam, which in a certain sense is the most central chelik of Tzuras Adam. The zelum asev lashon hara is understanding that if a person who looks forward to silly gossip has to understand, A, that we're talking about an avera that It addresses his most central need for new chiddush of chiyus, for just like breathing and eating, the person needs some intake of chiyus, new events, new facts, new people, new mises, new scandals. That's the first nekuda, and the person has to understand to really, in an essential way, to shmiras halashon starts with having what to talk about. That's a heker, and if a person, so a person needs to get chiyus and his chachos from something else. He needs something that gives him that chiyus. And so the person has to understand Shema Yema is Gara Boy, and I won't learn Torah. You know, I'll Asgara B'Sheina. It's enough not to speak Lashon. So the Rachel says, no, that you, it says Asay Toiva in Toiva La Torah. The one pu'ula of chiddush, of chiyus, is that the person takes in Divrei Torah. It's hard. We live in a material, in the framework of the yeshiva, time is really, really essential. There's so much to learn, there's so much to know, and we do stress a lot yiddish, and we stress a lot knowing things klar and lamais, a lot of inyanim. But the pnimius of a person will always be the nuna kuda that he heard, the nuna kuda he saw. If a person gave him a chadash himself, but getting a hana, getting an oineg out of something, out of a new thing that he saw, it fulfills that need. If a person learns to be misanig on v'loyedata heichon u'pashur, that's what he was saying. He was telling him, from the same pasuk, you can keep drawing another chiyus out of it. That was what the Rachel did. And that's why he fed the Rachel. He says, kol yomai, I knew the pasuk. But he, the Rachel was megala that in divrei Torah, knowing the pasuk once, doesn't preclude having a new chiyus out of it. That's what he owed his life to the Rachel for. The Rachel came along and told him that, and he says, "L'redatet heichonu pashut." I didn't understand it. So the Bechol Ezra Avrucha Dader is what the Rachel's megala to him. The same Rachel said, you know, he said, "Man boy chaya, man boy chaya." I came looking. I mean, it's the oimik of the Divrei Chazal, the power of what Chazal said over here. The Rachel said, "Rabbi, say I'm coming from some place. Wait until you hear. I have a new oifen of chiyus. I have," and people came flocking because they always understood that chiyus comes from someplace else. Mimerach tavilachma. Somebody has new news, a new invention, a new thing, and then he comes along and says the same pasuk that you knew. I'm going to show you that if you suck on it more, there's going to be more chiyus. That was what the Rachel. The whole mice itself is the perfect levush for the Nekuda that Chazal said. It's and important. A person has to learn what will make a person into a chai, and not, I mean, stones also don't do avers, no speak Lashon Hara. But the chiddush is, the chachm is to replace it with another chiyus, is that the person learns to be misaneg on chiddush. And chiddush doesn't have to be what the person suffers from chiddush, but when the person has it, when the person sees something, when the person understands a new thing, understands it anew, that is chiddush. And when a person learns that, when a person gets that nekuda in him, so besides the fact that other things become less important, it becomes much easier to discard things that are not dvarim tovim. The lost love of the person is zeichet of ba'ayin ba'ayin yirah b'shuv Hashem estiyah.